Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Dakota County Fair got underway yesterday. There's a very special exhibit called 9/11 Never Forget. The Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation, begun in memory of the fallen 9/11 firefighter, created the exhibit. Dakota County Fair board member Mark Henry commented.
We were lucky enough to book that the first 3 days of this fair, and if you want to see a fabulous once-in-a-lifetime kind of event, you need to get up here.
It's on display from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. today and tomorrow. The display was escorted by over 100 emergency responders, including fire, rescue, and law enforcement, as it entered the fairgrounds.
We all kind of remember what happened that day, Jeff. I know where I was when I heard about the first plane, and it brought a tear to my eye, I'll be honest with you.
New York City retired Battalion Chief John Bruckner was put in charge of the command post that day. He was there for 39 hours before he got relieved. He and other emergency responders shared time traveling with the exhibit to talk with people.
I'm not even sure I could have done this for 5 or 6, 7 years after 9/11. It was too close. But it's good to come out here and see people who care about first responders, police officers, firemen, military veterans, and people are interested. They want to know what happened. Everybody remembers where they were that day, what was going on. And, I mean, we certainly do, but I think it's great that people, we want them to remember 9/11.
As for what he wants people to get from the exhibit?
I want them to know that there are people who care, that people will take care of each other when something bad happens. Bad things are going to happen. And I think the more we pay it forward, the better off society will be.
The foundation is building smart homes for multiple amputee veterans. They've built 80 so far with a goal of 200. Siller ran through the 2-mile Brooklyn Battery Tunnel with his gear to get to the towers because he couldn't get through with his car. The Northfield Council held a lengthy work session last night at the police station conference room. A few departments were asking for additional personnel, in particular was the police department. Chief Monty Nelson pointed out the amount of dollars spent on overtime is not sustainable. Their budget for OT is $110,000 a year. In 2017, they paid out twice that. He'd like to add an investigator and a patrol sergeant. There are currently 22 sworn officers, the same number as they had in 2000. Nelson is also asking for 2 more Interceptor SUVs and a Polaris Ranger UTV, equipped to go anywhere, including the trails where an ambulance can't go. He could purchase last year's demo model now for $10,000 less at $23,000. The building inspector wants another permit technician, as that department can't turn around the requests as timely as they should. Some waits have been up to 4 weeks when they should be just days. We'll be hearing more on budgets as council begins to consider the preliminary levy. I have their packet information on KYMNradio.net. And KYMN 95 The One and AM 1080 have once again been nominated for Best Radio Station in Southern Minnesota. We've won 5 years running. Help us make it 6 in a row by voting every day now through September 3rd and vote for All Wheel Drive's Jessica Paxton as Best Radio Personality. Go to southernminscene.com. Click on Best Of. News from around the state is next.